Welcome to Robin Ted's Excellent Adventures, the podcast, where we talk about not anything specifically, but just about everything at the same time. I'm your host, Teddy, joined by the lovely co-host,
Robert.
Exactly. You got better this time.
I thought you were going to say my name.
Well, I don't understand why I would.
Because that's how most other podcasts.
All right. I'm your host, Teddy, joined by lovely co-host Robert. And today, I think the plan is to talk a little bit about weightlifting and health and
exercise.
Not because
necessarily health, but exercise.
Yeah. Because if you haven't been super, super attentive, we have a barbell on the logo.
Indubitably.
So why don't you start off by telling us what indubitably means? The dictionary definition.
Let me pull the dictionary definition up, or just what I think it means.
Yeah, just what you think it means.
For sure. Absolutely. Agreeable.
Agreeable. That's like what it
agreed
means.
Agreed with.
Agreed with. Okay. So he for sure thinks we can talk about this. And what are your goals right now?
Right now, my goal is to hit 225 on bench,
mm-hmm.
315 on squat, and 405 on deadlift.
Nice. Nice goals. How close are you to hitting all of those?
So I PR'd a couple weeks ago for a bench with 205. I mean, I have like 20 pounds left. So I feel like I can get that pretty soon. I haven't PR'd squat and deadlift much. Like I'm really trying to focus on bench right now. Working out 4 days, and whatever lift I'm focusing on is I'll lift twice. So in this case, I've been generally benching twice a week and squatting once a week and deadlifting once a week. But then once I hit 225, I'll go back down and I'll bench once a week, and then I'll probably squat twice a week. And then once I get my squat goal, I'll probably do deadlift twice a week.
Nice. Do you think they're going to be all, like, obtainable in 2023?
Yeah, so squat, I would only have to put on 75 pounds, which is a lot, but at the same time, not really.
Yeah.
Right? Deadlift, I would have to put on 90 pounds.
Oof. It's still not terrible.
Yeah, if I'm doing it twice a week plus squatting.
Yeah. Like, right. I get deadlift 90 pounds with one hand, honestly.
Yeah.
Probably four fingers.
But I'm adding 90 pounds to 315.
No, it won't be that hard.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, once you hit your squat PR, you might be allowed to wear the flannel in the gym, you know?
I thought once I convinced 225, I'd be allowed to wear my flannel in the gym.
I feel like it's more of a squat thing. I think I said this last time we had this conversation, too. I'm pretty sure it's more of a squat thing.
Well, I wore my flannel to the gym today. Anyway.
To work out?
Yeah.
That's why.
Because I wanted to. I didn't want to put on a hoodie.
But, like, it's illegal. What if someone shot you? Then we wouldn't even be sad. We're like, you wore a flannel in the gym, and he can only bench press, like, 135 pounds, and he can only squat, 205. Like... And you can only squat like 150.
240.
Yeah, exactly. Like we wouldn't even be sad if you got shot. Like, you kind of had it coming.
No. I think that's a dumb rule.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, it's a rule all the same.
No, I think it's a rule you made up. And it's more of a stereotype.
I don't think I made it. I don't think I made it up.
No, but I'm saying I think the rule is you, and the stereotype was before. It was just a stereotype of gym bros and gym rats wearing flannel, but it wasn't a rule.
I feel like it was definitely a rule. Okay, well, I mean, maybe no one cares. But then again, we go to the YMCA, so there's not really any hardcore gym people there. And all of them that do go there are like public schooled, so they go at past like 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it was really, I didn't have to wait for anything when I went. And it was like, it was not even that early. I was there at like 8 to 10.
Yeah.
30 to 10. And I didn't have to wait for anything.
How many other people were like in the gym?
Probably 10 to 15.
So it was pretty busy.
Not really, because I didn't have to wait for anything. Like, that estimate could have been way off, but that's
10 people in that, like, small of a gym.
Well, when you go after, when you go at like 3 when all the public schoolers, my estimate's like 30.
I'd say like, no, I'd say probably like 20.
I don't think so.
We should count next time.
Yeah, be that creepy guy that's counting everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
I think you're making that stereotype.
I've never seen that.
We'll say, if anyone asks us, we'll just say we're counting for occupancy.
Yeah.
Right? The building can only hold so many people, and there's 60 people downstairs in the pool, so.
Facts. So what are your gym goals?
Right now, at the moment, just bench 200 by the end of the year. That's really the only thing.
No legs, no leg goal, no deadlift, no squat. You've barely squatted in your life.
Yeah, but I can squat 200. I think my PR is 200. Are you shaking your head like it's not?
No, I'm shaking my head like 200 on squat is not a big deal.
I know. But it's 200, so I don't need to do any more.
No, squat's really good for you.
Well, so are all the workouts. Bench press is really good for you, too.
Squat is especially good for you. Like, it has other stuff. Let me Google this so I'm not going off what I... But squat...
Why is squat good for you? Why is squatting
benefits
good for... Oh, squatting is good for pooping.
Good for holding
food. Squats burn calories and might help you lose weight. Do I look like I need help losing weight, Robert?
12 science.
They also lower your chances of injury, your knees and ankles. As you exercise, the movement strengthens your tendons, bones, and ligaments. These are all just basically workouts.
Okay, so can I
sure
read off what I got? Bigger, stronger leg muscles.
Of course. Is this by Barbend?
Yeah.
Okay.
A higher vertical, which I've seen.
Okay, I have a plenty high vertical.
Improved core strength.
I have plenty strong core.
More confidence. I feel like with everything.
I think that would actually be, bad if I had more confidence than I already have.
True. The ability to produce more power.
It's just saying you'll get stronger, Robert.
Improved mobility. That's facts.
Okay.
You'll burn more fat.
Do I look like I need to burn fat?
No.
Okay.
Help to prevent injuries. So you got that.
Squatting in itself will not help prevent yep. injuries because it in itself, you can get injured squatting. So I don't agree with that.
Okay. Forge stronger joints.
I do have pretty terrible joints.
You'll sprint faster.
I don't really run in general.
Naturally boost hormone production.
So I know how it helps. But you any leg day will do that. Improved posture, bullcrap.
Yeah, I don't know if any extra leg exercise will increase testosterone.
Most, like, that's like a common thing, though.
Will any leg workout?
Let me see. Do they have a part on how exactly it'll help prevent injuries? Yes.
Well, exercise in general does that.
A majority of, not all, injuries when moving can be linked to imbalances and weaknesses. The squat improves the knee and hip stability, which can help remedy a lot of issues associated with imbalances. Along with fixing imbalances and weakness, the squat can be a great tool for assessing defect we may experience when lifting. Deficiencies. I don't think it's deficiency. It's D-E-F-I-C-I-T-S.
Defecation?
Well, Where was the occasion?
I didn't hear, but right there.
Deficits. Aha. Deficits we may experience when lifting. Basically using proper form to perform a movement diagnosis. Okay, so basically, for all those though, like, yeah, sure. All of these benefits will be perfect for old Fat Joe over there who weighs 500 pounds. Like, all those things will really help him, but for me, what do I get? I'll probably get... maybe improved posture.
Well, I don't agree.
How does that help improve your posture?
I don't like the... it prevents injuries because all exercises help prevent injuries. Right? Like, if you are building strength and muscles, you are going to reduce your chance of getting injured. That being said, so now Google benefits to bench pressing and see how many of those are help you versus average Joe. Like you said, with the squat.
Benefits to bench press. All right, here's the same website, okay? Nine proven benefits to bench press.
There's only nine.
These are going to be the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Increased upper body strength. What? Predictor of upper body strength. Predictor of upper body strength, sorry.
Okay.
Bigger pec major, stronger pec minor. Shredded.
That's all. It's literally just one. Naming. That's all point one.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, bigger pec major goes in with increased upper body strength. If you have it,
iron forged delts, crazy strong, improvement, built for progress.
All those.
That is so funny.
All those have to do with the first point, which is stronger upper body strength.
Yeah. Well, no. It wasn't. It was increased upper body strength, and then it was predictor of upper body strength. And then you got into all of that. And yeah, then it was just naming every part like muscle. Okay. So I could use all of these is the same thing. I already have jacked leg muscles.
They could be bigger.
Well, yeah. Like, of course, that's what Sebum would say, but what are benefits to dead lift?
I'm assuming it's going to be very similar to
11.
Okay, so squat is king because that's 12.
More strength. Full body activation. That's something squat doesn't have. Yeah. Stronger legs, stronger back, more calories burned, released anabolic hormones. I don't think squat had that.
I don't think squat had
better that. Core strength, improved athleticism. Squat didn't have that. Enhanced endurance, squat also didn't have that.
Well,
better posture and more grip strength. Squat did not have grip strength.
So the increased athleticness, that goes hand in hand with higher vertical and sprint speed.
I don't think it does. Or else they would have split it up.
Well, that's a measure of athleticism is
I feel like
your sprint speed and your vertical.
I feel like if that was the case and they would have just put sprint speed and vertical because they have some of the same stuff like stronger legs, more strength. And like more calories burned, stuff like that, and better posture.
I don't know.
Okay, so this dude in this picture, he has a looks like standard Olympic bar with three giant plates on each side, and they say 20 on them.
Yeah.
So 20 times 6 is.
20 times 6, 120, plus the bar is 165.
Yeah, and I want you to look at how much he's struggling. Like, it's a pretty aesthetic picture.
That's funny.
It's a pretty aesthetic picture.
160 is easy. I got 160.
But
like,
they just need first PR. They need to like 160. They need to do something to get those 20s not there.
Because I can deadlift more too, which is funny.
I can deadlift more than that.
No, but I'm saying like the guy's physique, like you could tell he could definitely lift more.
He has some pretty skinny legs, but yeah. He's also sumo deadlifting it. Yeah, he's sumo deadlifting it. He like.
What is your thought on sumo?
Wait. One rep max calculator. Let's see what my one. Oh,
we should do that. Yeah. Let's do it.
It's not working.
Why? Here, let me see. If I can.
Yeah. Just go, just like one Google the same rep thing.
Max calculator.
It should be by.
Okay, lift.
Do barbend.com/build-your one rep max calculator. I want to see it.
Okay, let's do.
Do barbend so that we have like equal like.
What's not even hard? Let me just let me get a different one.
Look. Just search what I searched with the deadlift. Barbend. Yeah, barbend one rep max calculator. This is going to be interesting.
It could just be like a calculator. Different. It's going to go to like another one with like software.
Where's the Barbin one?
I can't find the Barbin. I'm going to Barbin.
Oh, no, don't do that. Look. Just do this. Benefits of deadlift. Weapon benefits. Go down to our wacky photo. One rep max calculator. All right, how to build your one rep max calculator. What is that little thing say?
Percent of one per.
Oh, is this basically like a progressive overload thing?
Yeah, it's not like an actual calculator.
That's tough. We got our hopes up.
I think there are calculators that like you put in.
What was the question you asked before we started going off on calculators? Because you like started to ask a question.
Yeah, sumo or. Conventional, like what do you think about the differences?
So I personally am a very conventional deadlifter. Let me do this. I'm a conventional deadlifter, and I think sumo is great if you just want to look strong, you know. You see your gym crush walk in and you're like, bro, I gotta be able to deadlift 20 pounds more than my actual max. So you go sumo, right? However, I feel like anyone who tells me, yeah, I can bench 400 and, or yeah, I can bench 400, I can bench 350, right? And I'm like, bro, you're sumo, and they're like, sumo. Then I feel like you kind of lose some respect there.
Yeah, so this calculator is stupid for two reasons. One, it just asked me to enter the number of weight, not the lift, right? So I did it for like my bench. I said 180.
Uh-huh.
Three reps, right? Which I did today. That's not my max. I could probably do like maybe four.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Well, it was saying like 100%, 190.6. So for one, my max is 205, right?
So that's not too far off though.
It's 15.
Enter
pounds.
Mine in.
Here, I'll enter four because I could probably do four. 196. Okay, it's closer. But the problem with this is if you do squat here or deadlift, it'll be completely like it would be a completely different output.
This is true.
Because your legs can lift more weight.
All right, here's a specific bench press one.
Okay.
So the weight, my weight is 145 over. Oh, wait, shoot. Wait, actually, let's do this. Let's do what I've been doing. So that's 100 pounds for, I mean, I've been doing 15 reps, but I do 4 sets of 15.
Probably, so you could probably do 20 at any given time.
It says 162.
What's your max?
145. But I haven't maxed out in a while.
Yeah.
Let's up the weight a little bit. Because, okay, I lift six.
Do mine.
Okay.
Do 180 and do four.
180. 4, 4.
Oh,
203.
That's a lot more accurate.
That's pretty accurate. Let's see if we can find one for.
Okay, hold on. Do that. Hold on, go back down. Do like 195. I'm curious to see what it says. 190 with 5 reps.
220.
Okay, so that's probably what I'll have to do before I can get 225.
Oh yeah, this is what you could kind of like
Yeah.
use to judge.
Once I can do 5 reps.
So wait, let's see this because my final thing before I go for 200 is going to be. I need to pull up a calculator here. So my thing, oh boy, it's gonna be 200 times 0.95. It's 190. So it's gonna be 190 for two. So let's see, 190. Yep, that should, because that's gonna
Do
be
195 for three.
Thirteen, 213.
That's okay. Now do 195 for five. That's weird. Okay.
Dang, that's super
Do
cool.
195 for four.
This thing seems pretty accurate.
Okay.
What are you trying to figure
I'm
out?
just trying to figure out like
Rob's
what's
actually trying to
saying.
like figure out his bench press right now.
Well, yeah, because it's like, because how I work a set, right? Is so I'm at 180 right now, right? I'll do a day doing 4 sets of 3, then 4 sets of 4, then 4 sets of 5. When I can do 4 sets of 5 at 180, I'll move up 5 pounds. Right? And so I'm just, and it said, well, once I can do 190 for 5 reps, I can do 222 pounds, which is only 3 pounds off. Right? But then if I were to increase it to 195 and only did 3 reps or 4 reps, I couldn't do it anymore. So I'm just trying to figure out what. Like,
Let's see what it says my calorie requirement should be.
and probably the lower number of reps, so like 3 is a better number, just because if you think about it, the 1 rep max, not a 5 rep max, right? Like it's endurance versus one really strong output of strength.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably less accurate with the more reps you put in. Oh. Because
This thing says, wait.
no, it is, because if you think about it mathematically, you put 225 in the calculator for 1 rep, guess what it's gonna say?
225.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
So like it's probably less accurate the more reps you put in.
Oh,
You see what I'm saying?
because it's further away.
Yeah. And again, the whole thing is 1 rep max. So it's trying to calculate how much output of force you can do one time, right? But if you're doing 100 pounds, right, with 15 reps, it's hard for it to tell what your output would be because you're doing the same output, right, 15 times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. So I put 225, right? For one, it said 225, of course, right? So now I'm trying to figure out.
225 for.
There we go. So it's saying 215 for two is what you need for 225. So.
But then do it for like, do five. I wonder, I'm curious to see what it would say then.
I was pretty close right off the bat. And now it's also being a little harder to get exactly 225. 193 for five.
Some guy was telling me this. If you, when you're going to do 225 or you're about to do a PR and you know, like, you have a set number that you want to get like 225, put 230 on first and attempt that. Right. And if you get it, that's great. New PR. If you don't, right.
225 is going to feel like, wait, baby.
Yeah. Take the 5 pounds off. Right, and not only did you make the thing 5 pounds lighter, but it also like helps destroy that mental block, right? Yeah. Of the wall that you say, oh, 225 is so hard,
yeah,
right? Because you're like, oh, I already attempted 230 and I just took 5 pounds off, I should be able to get this.
Yeah, I love how like half of this episode is going to be us messing around on a calculator.
Yeah,
it's probably going to be a pretty boring episode.
What's our time, right?
26 minutes, we have 4 minutes left,
okay.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, according to ye old bench press calculator, once I can hit that, what's going back to the calculator one more time, Robert, fill in the silence.
I'd be interested to see what like a squat and deadlift calculator would be if it's different, because it should be different since you like can do more output.
Yeah.
Of force.
So. So. It goes. Interesting. So. What?
I think another thing too. And I could be wrong about this. I think. I wonder if. The weight. Well. Maybe not. Maybe not with bench press. But I think. I wonder if the mass of somebody matters too. Right. It would.
I'd say it probably
squat and deadlift probably because your body is actually moving. Both bench, like only thing that's moving is your.
Yeah, it's like
the weight stays constant. You need the same amount of force to move the weight per person.
Yeah.
So that doesn't change. So I feel like how easy it is to achieve that is definitely dependent on the person. However, the achievability of it, just in general. Like, so body type and genetics is very big for like how much you're physically able to bench, but it's not as big of a thing as can you bench 135?
Yeah.
It's like everyone can bench 135. It's just who can get there fastest.
Yeah.
So with 2 minutes left, do you have a last thoughts for this episode?
I think it's crazy how far we've come, like, with just weightlifting. Like, I remember when we first got, like, the little bench press, we had, like, 120 pounds total that we could fit on the bar.
Yeah.
Right?
And now all three of us boys, like, that would be...
That's our warm-ups. Well.
I could warm up with 120.
Okay. For me, it's definitely a warm-up set, right?
I did 100 for 15.
Yeah.
Which means...
But that was your main set.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't lift 120. I'm just saying, would it be a warm-up set?
For my next thing, probably.
Okay.
But that means I lifted 6,000 pounds in, like, the span of 20 minutes. I'm huge. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get to the top.
Yep. Alrighty. Well, I think that's about it.
Yeah. So please leave a positive review, on the podcast and blow it up in whatever ways you can on Spotify. And other than that, I've got nothing. You've got nothing.
Yep.
You're supposed to say something, Robert.
Oh yeah. For Death and Glory.
For Gondor. I said it wrong again, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it?
Rohan.
What?
You said, yeah.
It changed.
No.
All right.
You changed.
One more time.
For Death and Glory.
And for Rohan.
There you go.